is 7:35 p.m. on Tuesday, January 17th, 2017. I'm calling to order the council meeting of the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, you'll call the roll, please.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright. Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would please stand with me to recite the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you would come to the podium, please, and sign in with your name and address, and we have 5 minutes to address council. Okay, well, welcome everybody. if you've all looked at the minutes for December 19th, 2016, Mr. Bright, why don't you read the motion for approval of the minutes for December 19th?
I move that we approve the minutes from December 19th, 2016.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Any comments or corrections, rather, from the minutes that you received in your packet for January 3rd? Mr. Bright, will you read the motion, please, for the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of January 3, 2017.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright?
Aye.
Dr. Wallace?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller? Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to authorize payments for bills for goods and services, Dr. Wallace.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $85,530.15 and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $853.42 for a total of $86,383.56.
Second. Although that first number is a 14, not a 15.
14 cents.
Yeah.
Probably rounding up. I was a little confused by the three.
So there was a correction to the $85,530.14. And we had a second from... Mr. Fuller, any questions or any comments regarding the bills, Dr. Wallace?
No, it's actually pretty straightforward. We have our auditors coming in next week. Julie informed us, so we'll have more reports about that next month. Other than that, no. Nothing large.
You call the roll.
Mr. Bright?
Aye.
Dr. Wallace?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee report, general government, Dr. Wallace.
Nothing further to report without John's. He came up ill today, so he's called in sick, so to speak, so I haven't had a chance to talk to him today, so nothing.
A little bit of the walking wounded tonight. Sorry.
Well, we do have one issue that we're pursuing. That there's a heating issue with our boiler. So once or twice a year, the boiler comes up. So Julie's pursuing some alternatives to heating the areas that are affected, if not fixing the boiler. So again, we'll have some more to report on that but other than that, there's nothing really pressing.
Let the record reflect that Dr. Petrola is in attendance at the council meeting. Please report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. Other than for routine items that the officers do, it's been relatively quiet, fortunately.
Tickets?
Yes, is this the time you'd like to?
Well, Mr. Fuller, let's do public safety and then we can convince about the tickets.
Public safety met before the committee to start with the volunteer firemen to get a new truck, fire truck committee. John Wainwright is point man. Jack Wilson is also on the committee, along with Jerry Amos and Ben. And I will back them up if necessary. They're looking to explore funding options, how much it's going to cost. They're supposed to meet quarterly, unless otherwise needed. We also discussed parking violation fines, and she felt since we hadn't increased them in a long time and we're not necessarily being affected by them, it seemed like they would just come in and pay the money. It was cheaper to do that than actually obey the law. He felt that it was time to raise the fees for parking violations and other violations.
Question.
Yes.
What's the capacity of that truck that they're looking at? Which one are they replacing? Or?
Old school firemen?
I don't know.
The old school? The pumper?
It's the pumper.
The pumper, they're looking at 2020. Because at that point, the pumper will be 20 years old. And it's starting to require more maintenance. And you reach a point where the maintenance is just throwing good money at them.
Yeah, it's good to be proactive and committee is structured that there's council representation in the discussion early on so that we can have some reporting back during budgetary budget meetings.
We're a little constrained by the size of the garage as to which manufacturer they can use. It's a little bit of a field, but the fire chief felt that there was enough. Also takes about a year to build after the contract is signed. So we may be looking at starting, you know, to sign the contract in 2019.
There was a public safety meeting. We discussed this. Do you want to talk tickets and fees and things on my?
I don't have those figures in front of me.
Yeah, our current citations are $10 for the we discussed the idea of it not being a deterrent that it should be because people are just parking this narrow than they are. And it is cheaper for them to come in and spend $10 which is very So as a result we discussed different dollar figures and fine being $25, and then after 72 hours, it jumping to $30. Then, of course, after that, a state citation.
Okay, and as I understand it, the state gets a part of those tickets regardless, right? They don't get the parking tickets, they get the vehicle.
They get a vehicle.
Okay.
Parking in cars, unless you're in a state.
Okay. All right. So it's the state citations that they get.
Right.
Okay. I knew that they got a chunk somehow. Are we out of tickets?
We just ordered a very small amount of tickets to get us through until and unless we decide to raise the tickets prices.
Okay. The fines are written on the tickets, so I think that the department is awaiting the results of tonight's vote to order more tickets.
Okay. Do we have tickets now? Are we? Because Ina's people aren't being ticketed. And I had some little texts about that.
Talking about overnight parking?
I would like to have the opportunity to check and see if it wasn't over the holiday season.
It wasn't.
Okay, because mine was.
Yeah, no. Okay.
No, it was the personal.
I'll talk to you about the location. A resident has been being very friendly.
I will leave it up to you as to how much you charge for parking tickets, et cetera. But I would recommend that if you pay it within X amount, within 2 days, if you don't pay it within 2 days, I'd recommend at least $10. If you only have $5, if it's 25 and 30, people might not pay it and just let it go. I think you want to get people to pay that as quickly as possible, so I would make that more than $5. That's my comment.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, again, the majority of the people are paying their tickets. It's just $10. I mean, it's really not. I think the $25 will have an impact on them. I agree with that.
What are you saying?
I'm saying if you're going to make it 25, I would say that if you don't pay it within 48 hours, you make it at least 35. That's what I would say.
I don't think the issue is that we want them to pay early. The issue has been that $10 is not enough of a deterrent to get people to actually buy a parking pass or to not park in Edgewood if they don't have a pass. So it's people will pay their ticket. I think what we have seen is people coming in every day to pay a $10 ticket or something for 5 days straight if they're staying with a friend or something. So I think that was the intention, but it's certainly up to council how much you want to charge.
I mean, a visitor's pass is $20 a year, right?
Yes.
I don't get it.
Well, as John said, if people were to park illegally and take the bus downtown, then it would be to park downtown.
Yeah. Well, do you want to entertain this, or do you want to discuss it? We have a resolution here. General government, public safety.
Public safety first. I mean, I would agree with the comment that you want to encourage people to pay these. My question would be, what was the income? I mean, I don't remember what was in our budget from parking fees last year. Do you remember? I mean, what are we talking about?
Yes. Can I see something's packet? It's in your financials, but I apologize. I don't have it in front of me.
Instead of revisiting the resolution, I would, if it's not much of a fee that we collected over the year, it's probably not
$38,000 is what we have budgeted for this year, and I believe we got just shy of that last year.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's worth discussing.
Well, we can, if you want to do it, this is a resolution and it hasn't been proposed yet, so we can change it.
Justin, do you have that resolution? I don't see it.
Thank you. It's 2/3 of the way down on page 2.
So it'll be $25 and within 48 hours, $35.
72
hours. 72. Okay, $25 within 72 hours, that's what we have.
Yeah. I would agree with Mr. Berry that.
Instead of 30. Oh, after the 30.
$25 within 72 hours and $35 within 72 is what is being discussed.
Well, does anyone have anything against that suggestion?
No.
Then consensus is to change that, that's what we should do. So you can revise your...
It's by title tonight, I don't know anyway. So.
Well, it's a resolution, it's not an ordinance.
Right.
So.
Does that mean you don't have to be here?
I don't know. Yes, well, it's not time for comment, but go ahead.
I'd like to recommend that you distinguish between first-time offenses versus repeat offenders.
No, that'd be too difficult. We'd have to keep a roster. The bookkeeping for that would be, you know, somebody saying, well, this is my first offense, and then we'd have to... Anything else? All right.
I don't see, I'm looking here, I've looked at it twice, but I don't see that in this resolution there it addresses parking fees per se. It addresses parking fees for the permits, but not the tickets.
Under police fees and fines.
Okay, I missed
that. Borough parking tickets.
Got it. I'm sorry, I apologize. So we're going to change that.
We're changing it to 25 and then 35.
Thank you.
And once again, that's within 72 hours and after 72 hours, so.
Thanks, George.
All right, community development, Dr. Wallace.
Community development did not meet, but we will be meeting next week. And we have some business at hand to.
Drum roll, please.
Yes, we're opening the bid packets for Parcel D as part of the agreement, and the first bid opened is from Giant Eagle. The bid price for Parcel D is $900,000, and assuming they have the bond. Yes, and they satisfied the bond. The bid bond requirement has been satisfied. Giant Eagle. Is it $900,000 on this? So we only received two bids. The second bid is from Sendenko for a bid price of $600,000. C-E-N-D-E-C-O, Sendenko. And let's see if they satisfied the bid bond. So this is an incomplete bid. There's no bid bond.
Okay. Legal review to make sure that the proposals meet the what was required in the bid specs, and there'll be council action at an upcoming meeting.
I would like to review the bids right now, and I'll give them back to Joy.
All right, so is there anything else with community development?
Not at this time, no. Thank you.
Public Works did not meet. My question is also with community service. Dr. Trollett, do you have anything for community service?
Not at this time.
The dog park.
Yes.
Where are we with?
Not
weather's sort of kind of decent.
Right. So none of the companies I reached out to give us quotes on fencing have gotten back to me. So I am trying to reach out again.
Okay.
And in the meantime, we have the money budgeted, and I continue to work with the two Eagle Scouts who will be putting in rain gardens for the park, which will help out when we go to develop that site.
And you've been in touch with the
Friends group?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Personnel, Mr. Fuller.
Did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Bright.
Pension committee did not meet. I'll make a comment that when year 2016 performance data is available from the two management companies, then we're going to meet and we'll present the results to council.
Thank you, Mr. Bright. Three Rivers wet weather didn't meet. Connect, Ms. Bastianini.
Connect is meeting this Thursday in Ross Township at 10 a.m. I do plan to attend that meeting. We'll report back to council on what's happening with Connect this year.
Solicitor's report, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. I have no report this evening.
Well, we need an executive session for anything.
No.
Okay. Borough Manager's report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. A couple of things to remind council of. The PennDOT stakeholders meeting for the Parkway East 376 project is on the 26th at 10 a.m. at the Churchill Borough Building. I sent everybody out an email. If you go to i376parkwayeast.com, you can click through a lot of documents that they have provided on that website to discuss the candidate projects that will possibly be considered for funding. We're hoping to learn more at the stakeholder meeting, and we'll report back to council after that time. The nice weather has been a help to our Public Works Department. They are, obviously, the first thing we're doing is making sure all of our catch basins are free of debris and leaves so that we can handle all of the rain. This also is helpful to us because, as you all know, as part of our MS4 requirements, we have to inspect every catch basin in the borough. This is normally a task we try to squeeze in April after snow and before the summer starts. So we're actually able to get a jump on that this week when it's not raining. So that's going to be really helpful to our department come springtime. We are moving forward with the TAP grants. We are moving as fast as possible on Edgewood and Swiss Vale's side of it. PennDOT is requiring now that we hold a public hearing on the TAP grants. So I just got confirmation late this afternoon. They would like to have that meeting February 23rd. It's a Thursday evening. It will be held in the Swiss Vale Council Chambers because our council chambers are not ADA accessible. At 6 p.m., there will be a public officials hearing. And you all in Swiss Vale Council will be invited to that as well as our state representatives. At 7 p.m., there will be, 7:30, there will be a public hearing. And our plan is to have these meetings in kind of an open house setting. We will have large poster boards with the project area mapped out. Staff from Edgewood Swiss Vale will be there as well as our consultants. The consultant will give a 10 to 15 minute presentation on the project during this time. And then we will open up the floor to public comment. Everybody per PennDOT regulations who would like to speak has 3 minutes. We also will have comment forms available, so if anybody does not speak at the meeting or has something that comes to mind afterwards, they can fill out those comment forms and send them back to PennDOT. PennDOT's aware that there's been discussion about this project at our council meetings in Swiss Vale, and I think they would just like to be part of those discussions.
Right. So this is a public meeting with PennDOT presenting the TAP.
It is, we will be presenting it, but as funders, it's now something PennDOT is requiring.
Okay.
I'm sorry, is that something you want me to attend?
I don't think that's necessary. No. So there will be minutes from those meetings that will be circulated, and I think that we've got a good handle on what we'll present in the project at that point. Which leads me into my next point. The Sanders traffic study data collection phase occurred last week. They were out collecting data and observations. They finished up on Saturday. I am hopeful that by February 23rd, I think we should have the results of that study. So that way we will be able to heed off anything that might come up in that public hearing. So this
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
They did this last weekend?
They did it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. They did observations.
Okay, 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's typical to do 2 mid-week days and then a weekend.
Mm-hmm. It was a very cold weekend. We're talking a week ago.
No, I'm talking about this Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday. Okay, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, they finished up this Saturday.
I misunderstood.
Okay. My other question with
yes.
this is, a lot of times the traffic on Socratic Avenue is seasonal.
Yes.
We tend to get a lot more traffic from Kennywood and the water park and, you know, those kind of things in the summer.
I think we can discuss that with the consultants. It would even out because traffic is lower in general in the summer with people on vacations,
okay.
not going to work,
okay.
no school buses.
Right.
So they're...
Okay. I just want to make sure that, you know...
Right. Typically, you wouldn't conduct traffic studies in the summer for those reasons.
Okay.
It's hard to get kind of a typical idea
okay.
of what's occurring.
Okay.
If it is something particular about Kennywood, we can discuss that
okay.
With the consultant as we move forward. So the data collection has occurred. They're in the analyzing stage, and we are hoping to have those results by the end of February. That's all I have.
Any new business? There is the COG dinner also on the 27th at 5 p.m. starting. So if you're intending to go, if you would see Julie or let Julie know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the stakeholders meeting for the ramps, basically, and from what I understand, there's still some metering contingencies in the plan. Yeah, so we will be there. I'll take a vacation day, and it would depend on.
Well, you're talking about your ideal vacations.
Yeah. The PennDOT meeting. Throwing my body over the ramp. Okay. Committee action resolution 2017-01, Dr. Petrola.
Provided resolution 2017-01, whereas the citizens of the borough of Edgewood rely on local government to experience a high quality of life in our community, and whereas local governments work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to deliver municipal services such as fire, police, and emergency medical services, create safe communities, and whereas the methods of funding these vital municipal services are not always clearly understood by citizens, and whereas it is one of the responsibilities of municipal officials to ensure that legislators, media, and citizens understand their local government through open and frequent communication using various avenues and means, and whereas through education and awareness, citizens, community leaders, and municipal staff can work together to ensure that services provided by the Borough of Edgewood can remain exceptional elements of the quality of life of our community. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Borough of Edgewood joins with the Allegheny League of Municipalities in declaring the third week of April 2017, April 17th to 21st, 2017, as Local Government Week, adopted this the 17th day of January 2017 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
This resolution is part of our application to be a banner community, a designation we've received for the past 2 years. And we are proud that ALOM's honored us before and are hopeful that they will again.
All right, Ms. Bastiani, call the roll.
I'm sorry, who seconded that motion? Thank you. Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. Resolution 2017-01. Resolution 2017-02,
typically don't read the all of the fees because not, most of them haven't changed.
I would like to make an exception in this case, though.
Fine, I'm just pointing that out. Thank you, Mr. Ford.
It can be by title only, and
just so we note the changes, I think we should at least make the motion and then discuss the changes that we're making.
So it's been moved. No, go ahead. Read the by title only, Dr. Wallace.
Resolution 2017-02, resolution of the Borough of Edgewood and the County of Allegheny Commonwealth of Pennsylvania establishing the schedule of certain fees associated with borough services, permits, and licenses effective January 18, 2017.
Second.
All right, questions or comments? I want to talk about the increase of the recommended or suggested increase for the borough parking tickets.
Public safety discussed this when we met with the chief, and he felt strongly, since we haven't done it in a long time, and that people just, it was not an effective deterrent to people parking illegally, that we should move the costs up and try and keep it on the street.
You know, I have one question. We have an ordinance about no commercial vehicles parking overnight, but we don't charge commercial vehicles that park overnight more, because, and they are going against our ordinance.
Correct.
Is there a reason why we don't?
It's the same as our ordinance that says no personal vehicle parking overnight. Than the other. If you're parking without a parking permit, you're also violating our ordinance.
So somebody who parks a commercial vehicle overnight illegally is
the same parking ticket.
It's the same parking ticket as a car.
Yes.
Okay. That drives me nuts. It's a short drive. All right. Any other discussion?
Is there any other changes to the fee ordinance other than the parking tickets?
No.
Okay, so the only change is that we're increasing the parking tickets for, to $25 if it's paid within 72 hours and 35 if it's paid after 72 hours.
That's correct. Okay. So, Ms. Bessie, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And resolution 2017-02 passes. Motion to accept the letter of resignation, Mr. Fuller.
I move to accept Aaron Thomas' letter of resignation from the emergency service worker position dated January 1st, 2017.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Mr. Thomas left us for a full-time position as a dispatcher. He was a very good worker when he was here, and we're sorry to see him go and wish him well in his new position.
Call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. 2016 real estate tax collector exoneration of uncollected amounts, Mr. Brunt.
I move to exonerate the tax collector for delinquent list dated January 11, 2017 in the amount of $52,982.97 and to send accounts to Pennsylvania Municipal Services for collection.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Is that the level of the amount that we normally send?
This is a little bit higher than typical years, and the reason for that is during 2016, Woodland Hills School District challenged many assessments in the borough and actually got people's real estate assessment values raised. They do that according to their fiscal year and not our fiscal year, which is from July to June. So what ended up happening is our residents whose assessments increased got a second tax bill. So they got their first tax bill for, say, their home was assessed at $100,000 and it got raised to $150,000. They got a second tax bill for that $50 increase, whatever was due. those amounts are not technically considered late until the end of January. So those residents have a little bit longer to pay those higher rates, but we send two PAMs at the end of our fiscal year. So that's
what we wouldn't want to send those amounts. I don't know what portion of the $52,000 is that, but I don't think that we want PAMs to collect that if it's still due at face right now.
It's still due at face, but Mari can only collect current year.
Okay.
And since we are on a cash basis of accounting, and it's now 2017, she cannot collect those amounts.
Okay, but as I understand what you're saying, there was a second Edgewood tax bill that was sent to the taxpayers in question because their assessment was increased. So is it still due at face till the end of January?
Yes.
I think we should at least have an understanding with PAMS that anybody pays us prior to the end of January, the PAMS doesn't get a piece of that. We just get that.
We just get that, yes. That's been discussed with them. And we've actually done that in the past for people who pay kind of while these things are crossing in the mail. PAMS typically does not charge us for that. But I will reiterate with them that is the case, and that there should be no amount that goes to
PAMS. Well, and I understand the real estate tax collection law with respect to exoneration, and I understand what you're saying. So we need to pass the motion tonight, but nevertheless, we are still collecting those amounts for 2016 as current taxes. So there's two different things going on.
Right. They are not past due taxes,
that's
I guess
exactly
is the way
right.
that I would say.
They're not delinquent, so I would not turn, do whatever you want to do with it, but I don't think PAM should get anything.
It's going to be discussed. Okay. So we have the motion, we have the second, we've had discussion. Ms. Bassanini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Let's go through this again.
Sure.
What are we doing with the January 1?
So PAMS has to collect those amounts for us. But they will not take, normally when there are delinquent taxes, there are penalties and fees associated
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
What Mr. Berry is saying is that we ask PAMS to not put their fees on the amounts that are still due at face.
Okay, and if we ask PAMS, are they going to agree with us?
Yes,
yeah,
they have in the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I think that's probably their standard operating procedure for all the boroughs that, particularly in these cases when there
should be, but let's make sure.
Yeah, but particularly in these cases when we've had assessments and then challenges and,
right.
But over the past couple of years, I think everybody's kind of used to the drill.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say
it's a good question, Mr. Martin.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I understand what's going on.
Right. So you voted?
Aye.
Dr. Wallace?
Aye.
Dr. Petrola?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. I have one question with respect to the taxpayers, or the tax collector's stipend or whatever.
Yes.
This would be the year.
That is correct.
Okay. Does Ms. Smith know that? I mean, can we remind her?
We can remind her.
Please
yes.
remind her and tell her the drop end date that we
it's
can receive
15.
That. Yeah, that we can receive that. So we'll need to have that at the first meeting in
right.
February.
Right.
Well, I believe the deadline is February 15th.
It is February 15th.
Yeah. So if you would just remind her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What that is that the tax collector by borough code gets a
salary.
And the tax collector can't ask for a raise for him or herself. But they can ask that the salary be raised during an election year for the tax collector so that whoever is elected into that role or that office would get that raise. So you're asking that the office gets the raise and hopefully you'll be that person in the office, but, you know, elected. But if someone else is elected, they would get that. So it's a way that, you know, you don't give yourself a raise. You understand that? I'm just explaining that, you know, why we do that.
And so that anybody who might want to run knows what the salary
right.
is.
Right. Okay. Anything for executive session? Anything further to be brought before council at this time?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Next meeting is...